From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, thousands of people are gathering for the March for Our Lives demonstration rally here in Washington, hoping to gain momentum for changes in gun laws. More than 800 sister marches have been planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Jennifer Smith, an American who lives in Australia, is an organizer of the March for Our Lives demonstration in Sydney.
The biggest thing that I've learned here, and this is more personal, is I can breathe easy. When I send my kids to school, I never have to worry about them having to do active shooter drills. I don't have to worry about active shooters. And we still have family and friends across the United States, and that's my hope for all of them, that everybody, whether you're a student attending school or just a concert goer, that you don't have to fear for your life. And unfortunately, that's the reality of it right now.
The student organizers of the march are demanding that children's lives become a priority here in the U.S. They're also demanding an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the island of New Britain and Papua New Guinea on Saturday. Seismologists said there was no tsunami warning, that is, or immediate reports of damage. The Pacific nation was hit with a 7.5 magnitude quake on February 26 that buried homes, triggered landslides in its highland region, killing at least 125 people. South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a three-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two leaders comes as President Trump expected to meet Kim Jong-un in May. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France, in which four people were killed. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman has died. Get more on the story from VOA's Philip Alexia.
The attacker first fired six shots at police officers on their way back from jogging near the city of Carcassonne. The police were not in uniform, but were wearing athletic clothes with police insignia. One police officer was shot in the shoulder, but the injury was not serious. The suspect then went to a Super U supermarket in a nearby small town, taking an unknown number of people hostage. After an hours-long standoff, police then stormed the supermarket. Interior Minister Gerard Collomb confirmed that the suspect had been shot dead and three other people were killed. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
China is condemning the United States for what it calls a serious political and military provocation after a U.S. warship entered waters near an island claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said the U.S. had seriously harmed China's sovereignty and security. U.S. Navy destroyer USS Mustin on Friday sailed close to the Chinese island in the South China Sea on what it called a freedom of navigation operation. It was then warned to leave the waters by two Chinese Navy ships. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military, except under limited circumstances. The White House says the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security have concluded the retention of individuals with a history of gender dysphoria presents considerable risk to military effectiveness. Gender dysphoria, formerly known as gender identity disorder, is defined by strong, persistent feelings of identification with the opposite gender. Criticism of the renewed effort towards a gender ban was immediate from politicians, human rights groups, and the LGBT activists. President Trump's latest pick for the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, says the United States cannot walk away from the war in Afghanistan because of the larger threat from the Taliban, the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda. Bolton's views are ensuring the Taliban is degraded square with President Trump's Afghan strategy announced last August. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.